Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. AlexJonesLive.com is the website, AlexJonesLive.com. We also have a new Rumble channel, the official Rumble channel. I gotta say, I'm glad we have an official Rumble channel. I'm glad it exists. Because you go to Rumble, you search, you find 10,000 non-official channels. Our official channel, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And please do follow us there. And, you know, maybe guys, maybe we should do something at, like, the end of every hour. Y'all can read off, like, the top comments or something on the Rumble channel. So I want to get more audience involvement. We can take calls later in the show, but, you know, not everybody can call in. So maybe if you have a Rumble account, like make a Rumble account, leave a comment. And I don't know if we can take super chats there either, but I don't know. We'll have to figure something out because I want to start incorporating more of the comment chain or the X comments into the show, because this is a community operation we have going here. It's not just us preaching to you. You guys know just as much as we do about a lot of this stuff, and we always greatly appreciate any input from the audience. And of course, your support means the world to us, and we try to make it as easy as possible to support us by giving you the absolute best products. We right now are in the middle of a 48-hour buy one, get one sale, where if you buy one Shilajit gummies, you get another Shilajit gummy bottle absolutely free. And if you buy one Ultimate Creatine bottle, you get an Ultimate Creatine absolutely free. So it's BOGO Sups on right now. Oh man, somebody took my Shilajit. Oh man, I was taking somebody. Oh no, here they are. I found them. Calm down, everybody. Calm down. False alarm. I have my Shilajit gummies. They're brand new. I'm popping a brand new bottle here. But I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. The Shilajit gummies, the CMOS gummies as well. But the Shilajit gummies right now are buy one, get one. That's BOGO Sups at thealexjonesstore.com. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want, but you're only supposed to take one. I won't eat that quite yet because I won't make you listen to me while chewing a gummy, but they are delicious and good, and you can get them yourself for buy one, get one. That ends tomorrow night, so you're going to want to go now. Shilajit gummies and Ultimate Creatine, both buy one, get one. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. It's a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Now, what to get into? I have an issue where all of the news is so bad, I literally like don't even want to cover it. It's a problem. It's an issue because we got to face evil and look it in the eyes. And I don't think it's necessarily just because the algorithm is changing or something else. There is clearly a pattern going on. There's clearly a trend observable right now that criminals are just getting let out over and over and over and over and over again until they murder somebody. And even then, they might not be put away. And this is, once again, not really an issue. Like, it shouldn't be an issue. It just shouldn't. I don't understand why it is. If you arrest somebody 18, 19, 30, 40, 50 times, there's got to be some function in our government that goes, this is too much. It's too much. The guy's clearly incapable of living like a normal human being. So we have to just put him in a cage for the rest of his life. Like, that just has to be the solution. Or we can bring back, you know, physical punishments. I'm genuinely in favor of that. And if you pay attention to the culture, you would be too, because jail is not a deterrent for a lot of these populations. They don't care, and they know they're just going to get let out. I mean, do y'all remember when I think it was an illegal immigrant teen I believe, I think it was a Hispanic guy, but it was the guy who ran over the state trooper while filming it in Las Vegas. And when he gets arrested, he's on body cam of the cop being like, it's fine. I'll be out in 24 hours. This DA is going to let me out. And it's another one of these things where the left liberal worldview genuinely does treat certain people like they're animals, like they don't have cognitive function and are not responsible for their own actions, which is a weird sort of form of white supremacy in my opinion. It's why I always make the joke, because it's not really a joke when it's like, oh, he killed somebody, but he's black. So, you know, what, we can't do anything about that. It's like, what? No, he's a human being. He's a human who made a choice and he killed somebody over it. So he has to pay the price. But there's this weird, like, well, he's retarded. What can we do? You can put him to death. That's one thing you can do. I mean, if he's killing people, if it's between him and an innocent girl on the light rail, yeah, I'm going to put him down, actually, first and foremost. Why wouldn't you? And do you have to wait till that moment? Do we really have to just, like, you get a chance, you get chance after chance after chance after chance, and only when you murder somebody will we go, all right, let's put him away. And again, even then, Colorado, or was it California, just passed the law that downgraded murder to second degree if you only killed one person. It's not that, like, the news is so bad I don't want to talk about it. It's that the news is so bad and imminently solvable and easily fixable that I don't want to talk about it. Because at the end of the day, all you can do is go, look at how they're killing us. Look, this guy's killing us and that guy's killing us. This guy keeps getting let out of prison after trying to kill us. Yeah, this was the, that was the video of the guy getting run over on his bike by the two teens who laughed about it, bragged about it. And they did get life in jail, thank goodness. But yeah, but that's the thing. You know, we talked about this when the Parkland shooting happened, and, you know, people were pointing out, like, yeah, you know, they changed this law because they wanted to stop the school to prison pipeline. They had this dumbass theory by Obama or whoever, thank you, who basically was like, well, we got to stop arresting children when they commit crimes because we're setting them up for a life of failure. And so what did the gangs do? They figured that out and they went, oh, so you mean kids can get away with crime? Great, we'll use kids to do all of our crimes. So the crime went up. It was just kids doing it, and they just never got punished because the criminals figured out that that was the way to hack the system. So when you have these leftists that just treat crime like a phenomenon, like a naturally occurring event, when certain conditions are met of poverty and whatever else, then crime just spontaneously occurs. They have no solution to this. They have no way to fight back against this. It's got to let it happen. We don't have to let it happen. We don't have to let any of this happen. We can just arrest them. And again, you know, I don't like saying the same thing over and over, but it's the same problem over and over. But until it gets fixed, we have to keep talking about it. So, like, I've got a video here, but a guy from California talking about how a man got his arm almost cut off by an insane drug addict homeless person with a samurai sword. And it's people being like, do we really have to live like this? And the answer is yes. As long as you keep voting for leftists, you have to live like this. You do. Because what other option do you have? You can try to fight the guy, but the guy's got a sword, so that's not going to go well. You can try to shoot the guy, but guess what's going to happen to you if you succeed? See, we don't have anarchy. Sounds like we do. When you hear about a guy chopping another guy's arm off with a sword, it sounds an awful lot like anarchy, but try to stop him and you'll see exactly how tyrannical our current system truly is. I'm not sure what number it is, guys. This guy walking with a hat and he's talking to the camera. Here it is. A man living in low-income housing in Venice Beach, California, came out with a samurai sword and attacked someone. He nearly severed the 27-year-old victim's arm. Witnesses described blood spewing from the wound. California resident says he's tired of this being the norm and hearing that we just have to accept it in California. Have we found this video? We can go to it. All right, we'll find that. F that, dude. We might have to censor it anyway. A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword, and seemingly the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh crap, these things just happen, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs. This should be a standard expectation.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction these things are, dude, I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs. That's should be a standard expectation. God.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Has your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off?